Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. Just gone 28 minutes to 8 o'clock. I did get the right time this time, Muhammad Salim. And the lines will be open 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548. That's the WhatsApp number. Alternatively, also you can call in 011-854-1548. If you do have a question with regards to the status of a particular product, whether you want to know it's Sanha certified or whether a particular restaurant is also approved by Sanha. And to tell us more, to answer your questions on the line, we do have Maulana Bilal David. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
At least you're not pulling a double shift like me. Your world today, news and the Sanha program. I get the best of all three.
And a Monday.
On a Monday also, on top of it. Anyway, moving on, Maulana, I see some of the questions have come through already, so let's get straight into it. Somebody saying, Assalamu alaikum, is there any halal food outlets in the Springs Mall, Zakla?
At the Springs Mall, at the moment, I'm not sure if there's anything certified, but to my knowledge, no. There isn't anything at the Springs Mall certified by Sanha. Unfortunately not.
Alright, so the person that's sending that question, there is nothing certified by Sanha in the Springs Mall. Second question, Maulana, is Stimmerol, Assalamu alaikum, is the strawberry flavor Mentos halal, number one, and is Stimmerol Infinity Mint flavor halal?
Okay, both those products are halal suitable. The strawberry flavor from the Mentos is not to be confused with the strawberry yogurt, which is not halal.
Alright, listeners, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. Where are the people? You got queries? We've got 26 minutes before we conclude the program. We always get a plethora of calls towards the end, and then people are disappointed. So please do call in, 011-854-1548, if you do have a question, and I'm sure that Maulana Bilal will be glad to answer your question. Maulana, another question coming through on the WhatsApp, is Fruit Plus halal?
Fruit Plus sweets, yes, they are made in Malaysia. They do contain bovine gelatin, but in this case, the bovine gelatin is taken exclusively from animals slaughtered by Muslims, so thus they are halal.
Okay, another question coming through. Salam, is all Beacon chocolate halal in the medicine Sinew tab?
Okay, Beacon chocolates, as they are not certified by us, we don't keep a comprehensive list of them. But there are some variants that we do not approve of, such as the Damascus Noga, the Beacon Now chocolate. These do have bovine gelatin, mm-hmm. and there is a Jelly Tots variant, Jelly Tots chocolate with the gummies inside, which does also contain carmine. So these ones are not approved. The rest of the remaining variants will be halal suitable.
All right. Listeners, as I mentioned, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can call in, and if you have a question with regards to any halal product or any product that is certified by Sanha, and I'm sure that Maulana Bilal will be glad to answer your question. Somebody is sending, the same person sending a question, and Maaf, Beacon Sparkle Sweets.
Beacon Sparkle Sweets are halal suitable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? Next week we need to... Maulana Salim, I think we need to do... This is not working. What we need to do, Maulana Bilal, and I'm sure you can agree with me, all those people that repeat a question, they need to bring those sweets in so we can test it. What do you say? Just the lighter side of it. Yes, no, we have to. I mean, you know, we have to make sure that it's properly certified and, you know, that sort of stuff. But anyway, I see there's people typing with regards to questions. But one of the stories I wrote on Radio Islam, and I will put it on Radio Islam's website again, inshallah. But before we do move on, there's another question that's come through. Assalamu alaikum. Which, I don't know if this person spelled this correctly. Assalam, which Jalaxy gums allow? Jalaxy gums allow? Is Rascal Splash juice allow?
Okay, with the Jalaxy products, they are imported from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, on our visits to Turkey, we found many problems, with regards to halal certification standards in that country and so forth. There is a very reputable body there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they are still small at the moment, you know, compared to other halal bodies in the world. So they haven't really certified much confectionery items. Or if they have, they are not really imported into South Africa. So these galaxy gums do have bovine gelatin. We have not been able to verify where that bovine gelatin is taken from.
Okay, so the person that sent in that particular query, the galaxy gums do have bovine gelatin. Another question coming through, Molana, is polar ice cream allowed?
Polar ice cream, at the moment, they're not certified by SENA. We can't really comment on their product.
All right. Another WhatsApp coming through, Salams, is the Cadbury range made in Malaysia allowed? There are WhatsApps going around that certain variants are not halal suitable.
Okay. Cadbury products, generally, from Malaysia, they are not imported into South Africa. You don't find Cadbury chocolate from Malaysia in South Africa. However, the Cadbury products made in Malaysia are certified by JAKIM or their local halal body, which is a very reputable body.
All right, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. If you do have a query with regards to SANA, this is the call-in Q&A program. It is just 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Please do get your calls in as early so we can get Rana Bilal then to answer them. You can also WhatsApp 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548, and inshallah we will then ask a question to Rana. Rana, with regards to this period, you know, during Easter, and I don't want to focus too much on the Easter period itself, but during this particular period, the holidays, and we see during this time that there's an abundance of Easter eggs and hot cross buns and pickled fish. Does SANA certify any of these products?
Not to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. However, you know, products such as these, you know, like Easter eggs and so forth, but marshmallow eggs, although they're very popular, some companies might make them seasonally.
Mm-hmm.
That are certified by us, and yes, in that case, obviously, in terms of the ingredients, they are 100% halal.
All right. The other question is coming through: is Rascal's Splash Juice halal?
This product we did query. It's made by the Mr. Sweet Group. Unfortunately, we did not receive any documentation or disclosure from them.
Another question coming through, Malana: Rocco Mamas, has that been certified by SANA?
Yes, there is the Rocco Mamas at Melrose, which is 35%.
I'm glad you say that one because the people have been enticing me to go there and I just haven't had the opportunity. Another question coming through, what about the KFC in Indonesia South?
KFC, again, we don't have any association with the franchise and we cannot give any assurance for any individual store.
Okay, the lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can give us a call. Where are the callers this evening? There seems to be nobody. Is it the weather? Maybe
like
the phones?
You know, in the past week, alhamdulillah, something very interesting happens. It actually happens on an annual basis at SANA, if not twice a year, where the different muftis from all the Darul Ulooms, you know, all the students who have been studying to become muftis, they come to SANA and they have a look at the operations of SANA. They then learn what it entails, you know, what is halal certification. And basically, you know, this is also another, so to say, independent evaluation of the systems at SANA, you know, and alhamdulillah, from the feedback, I was reading the feedback forms that they had given us today. You know, in terms of the major concerns about halal, they were not. You know, even given so much of the traction to the operations of SANA, these muftis, who are obviously experts in this field, they are people of knowledge, they had raised no objections about any of the processes of SANA in terms of halal.
Absolutely wonderful. And that's one of the things that I always stress about, that, you know, as Muslims, I think it's very, very important for us. The first thing I do at least when I go to a shopping center or when the kids are starting to, you know, cry for food and everything, is walk into a restaurant and the first thing you do is look for a certificate. And I think you've got that reassurance that when something is certified, that at least you can have peace of mind. I think that's quite important as well. A question coming through Assalamu alaikum, is Simply Asia in Liberty Midlands Mall, Peter Maritzburg, SANA approved?
No, they are not SANA approved. Again, we have no association with the franchise Simply Asia.
All right. Any calls, Mohammed Salim? No calls by... no calls that have come through yet? Or there is one caller. Let's take the first caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
Ji. Your call for Molana?
Faisal, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Appa.
So I'd like to know Donuts by Woolworths, are they halal?
Again, being a bakery item, one would need to evaluate the ingredients of this product firstly, and then secondly, one would need to look at the facility where it is baked. Unfortunately, with Woolworths, we can only give you an assurance if it does have a Senna logo on it. If it does not, we don't know what type of bakery it comes from, nor do we know what ingredients they've used in the product. So we would rather advise you to abstain from it.
Okay. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Okay, another two questions coming through, Malana, on the WhatsApp. The first one, is Rascals and Skittles halal?
Rascals contain bovine gelatin, so not approved by Senna. Skittles still under evaluation at the moment.
All right. Let's take another WhatsApp question before we go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum, Molana. Is the fruit ice cream made in South Africa halal?
Yes, if it's made in South Africa, then it should have the Senna logo. However, I'm not aware of them manufacturing this product in South Africa. Usually frutari.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, they are actually imported.
Oh, okay.
So if there's no Senna logo, unfortunately, no assurance from that.
All right. Let's take a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm calling to find out if Flustat capsules are halal.
Flustat?
Gee.
Okay. Flustat capsules, whatever?
The capsules are made out of bovine gelatin. Right now, we would advise the consumer to please look for an alternative. Check with a Muslim doctor. I'm sure there are other medications that can treat the flu effectively. Where a person doesn't have to indulge in something that is doubtful.
Exactly.
Okay, Malana, another question coming through. One of the products that I'm also concerned about is Qoltaran. I think we've asked this question a number of times on the Q&A program. That I think you said it is not certified by Sana. Is there an alternative that people can use?
Which product is it?
Qoltaran tablets.
The tablets.
Not Voltaren, Allergex.
Oh, Allergex.
Yes.
There is some alternative. There is a product called Rhinetin, and another product called Desilac.
All right. Moving on, another question coming through. Marf, no reply on Sinutab. Is it allowed? I think we did answer that question. But anyway, Molana can just repeat it. Sinutab, is that allowed?
Sinutab contains... there's one variant of Sinutab. It's called Sinutab with codeine that does contain bovine gelatin. In fact, there's about 10 variants. I would advise the consumer, please call our office. Let us check through the variants, which ones are halal suitable and which ones are not.
All right. So the person that didn't send you a question, please do contact the Sana offices. Inshallah, then they can...
The one that I'm sure about that is halal suitable is the Sinutab three-way.
All right.
The plain one.
Okay, no problem. Let's take one more WhatsApp before we do go to the lines. Okay, that's another one. Somebody's saying, Salams, which vanilla essence are allowed to use?
There is a Robertson's brand, which is certified by Senna. You can use the Moyes one as well.
All right. One more WhatsApp before we go to the lines. If cut-up potatoes were left to soak in water for about 24 hours, the potatoes had a slight intoxifying smell and the surface of the water had some white foam. It was just rinsed and frozen. Can the potatoes be used? When does starch fermentation occur? In which other raw materials can fermentation occur?
Look, fermentation is, it's a very common phenomenon. Fermentation by itself is not a problem. Many of the foods that we eat are fermented, like achars and so forth. When it does become a problem is when it is actually intoxicating, So here again, one cannot give a general ruling. One would need to look at a specific case, a chemist or food technologist, can outline exactly when it's intoxicating and when it's not.
All right.
But generally, the extra rule of fermentation doesn't mean something is fermented that it's necessarily haram.
All right.
Only when it becomes intoxicating.
No problem. Jazakallah, Malana. Let's take another call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Gee, you live on air? Question from Malana?
The Kaylee's chocolate marshmallows, are they halal? Because some boxes got the Senha logo and some don't have the Senha logo.
Yeah, unfortunately, what has happened is the printer forgot to append the Senna logo on the new packaging.
Yes.
They are still certified by Senna, those products are still halal.
The new packaging actually don't have the Senna logo on it.
Gee, it's simply a printing error, but inshallah, future packaging will still have our logo.
So if it's halal, can we have this?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay, jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Number of WhatsApp that has come through is my prediction, Molana. You know, we get a flurry of WhatsApp that has come through. So first one is dairy milk Oreo chocolate halal.
Yes, that is halal for the
book. Okay. If you are going to say no, there was going to be a serious problem. I'm just joking, Molana. Okay, Sensodyne toothpaste, ladies. Sensodyne toothpaste number one. Ladysmith cheese, are they halal?
Ladysmith cheese are 35%.
Okay, and Sensodyne toothpaste?
That is halal to
the Okay, so both of it are Sensodyne and Ladysmith cheese are both certified by Sana. Somebody asking a question, is Nutri-Day yogurt halal?
Yes, most of the variants are halal. However, there are three variants that you should stay away from. Those are the low-fat plain, the snacks variant, and the fruit. This is the one with the fruit flavors, the fruit pieces inside them.
All right. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Are the following sweets halal? They got quite a list here. Maynard's Jupes, number one. Magic Chew. Maynard's Fruit Pastels. Rascals. Pretz. Mr. Sweets. Angel Kisses. Stumbo Pops. And Jolly Snacks. Sounds like a pack of children. But anyway, let's start the first one. Maynard's Jupes.
Maynard's, please look for gelatin in the ingredients. If it doesn't have gelatin in the ingredients, then it is halal suitable.
Then you got Magic Chews?
Magic Chews, we haven't been able to get information on them.
Maynard's Fruit Pastilles?
Again, look for gelatin.
Rascals?
They do contain bovine gelatin, not approved.
Pretz?
Pretz, the gelatin-free ones are halal suitable.
Mr. Sweet Angel Kisses?
No information on this product.
Stumbo Pops?
Also no information.
And Jolly Snacks?
Jolly Snacks? Okay, I'm not sure what the product is.
All right. So the person that did send you a question, maybe you can contact Sana tomorrow, inshallah, and then inshallah they will check it for you as well. Another question coming through, Molana, is LOA 5 tablets halal?
Not sure about that product. Please do contact us.
All right. Not sure about that one as well. So please do contact Sana. We've got about 11 minutes before we do conclude the program. The lines are still open. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. You can also WhatsApp 072-786-1548. And inshallah, we will just take the last few questions before we do conclude this evening's Q&A program with Sana. Well, with regards to the Easter, and we spoke about it a little earlier about the Easter eggs and that sort of stuff. You know, with the hot cross bun specifically, I know it's a favorite amongst many people. It only comes this time of the year. With this particular product, is there any bakeries that that Sana certifies that actually makes this?
I can't say for certain, but given that it's a seasonal thing, there are some bakeries that are definitely non-Muslim. Owned, but that they have Muslim supervision on site, right? So perhaps catering for their Christian customers, they would be manufacturing such product. But obviously, that it doesn't mean that there's anything haram being used in the bakery.
All right. The lines are still open. 011-854-1548. I just want to check if there's any SMSs that has come through. No SMSs, no WhatsApps, also no telephones, no calls. One WhatsApp has come through. Speak, Marana. Okay, to date, this person saying, to date, Sana certified, let me just read this correctly before I get it on. To date, has Sana certified any products which contain animal-derived ingredients other than those which clearly mention halal bovine gelatin? Did you get the question, or must I just repeat it again? To date, has Sana certified any products which contain animal-derived ingredients other than those which clearly mention halal bovine gelatin?
Okay, I think this is a very vast question. You know, animal-derived ingredients, there are so many. I mean, milk is animal-derived ingredient, so, it's good to try to chop it.
Yes, of course.
If the consumer can be much more specific, which ingredients are they concerned about that are derived from animals, then we can look at it. Because, there are so many different animal derivatives, from lanolin, which is taken from sheep's wool, from L-cysteine, which could be from duck feathers.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously, and those products, they would be products that are certified. They contain these ingredients.
All right. The WhatsApp coming through, we're going to take another one or two WhatsApps. What about Ola Tornado ice cream?
Again, look for the Sena logo on Ola products. If they're made locally, they are certified. If they are imported, unfortunately, we can't give no assurance at the moment.
Right, let's take one more question. This is coming via the telephone. Mohammed Salim, bring me the envelope. And the winner of the question is asking, is vitamin D allowed?
Vitamin D, you know, it depends on where the vitamin D is derived from.
Right.
And then generally what happens, there's a common medication that is, we get a lot of calls about this. It's called calciferol. Right. And it does contain bovine gelatin in the tablet. Unfortunately, we have checked with Muslim doctors for halal alternatives. We need to check on halal alternatives. Unfortunately, there's a prescription medication, you know, in the amount of units of vitamin D3 found in this tablet, there is no alternative. So Muslim ladies can use this product, you know, as long as for the prescribed period, for as long as the doctor says they need it.
Right.
And then they can move on to other halal vitamin D3 supplements, which has much more lower units, such as like Solel vitamin D3 tablet.
All right, Malana, I just want to, we're going to take this last question, and Malana can just clarify this because we've got about 7 minutes left. Earlier I asked Malana the question, Ola Tornado Ice Cream. Now this person has responded, says it used to have the logo before, but no more has it. Does it mean that it's no longer approved? This is what the Ola Tornado Ice Cream.
Okay, so what would happen in this case? Possibly the product is now no longer made in South Africa and it's being imported.
All right. So to the person that's sending that question, it's possibly that the product is no longer made in South Africa. It's no longer obviously approved by SANA. That's with regards to the Ola Tornado Ice Cream. And then one more question coming through, Malana. Is Well Woman Tablets halal?
No information on that product at the moment. We can query it further if the consumer please forward us the information.
All right, so the person that's querying the question with regards to is Well Women Tablets halal, please do contact the SANHA offices and inshallah they will then you know, assist with your query. And then I think that's about it, Mulana. We've got about 6 minutes left before we do conclude the program. It's been an absolute pleasure to have Mulana on the show. And but I've got a problem, Mulana. You seem to be ducking and diving us. You don't come to the studio anymore. Is it because we don't give you the biryani that we used to give you before in previous?
No, I think just for the winter, you know, with sunset being a bit earlier, and driving in the night, you know, it is a bit more easier to do the song over the phone.
No, absolutely. You do agree. And I think, Mulana, we need to set a precedent. Eh? I mean, you know, these questions, especially the repetitive questions, which we don't mind answering, but... we need to get the tasters in. You know, Apa Amara, our radio Islam's Apa Amara, always discusses this most delicious recipes. Even if she's discussing, the aroma does come to the second floor upstairs. Ridiculous. So, no, this person that's squaring a question, the same question, but I think we're going to leave it at to date. SANA has certified any products which contain animal gelatin. To those, to that person that they're sending that query, please do contact the SANHA offices, inshallah. I'm sure that they will be glad to answer your question. Obviously, it requires a more in-depth discussion and in-depth explanation, and unfortunately, time does not is not on our side. And we don't have enough time to actually answer that question. Malana, jazakallah for your time on your world today, and please remember asking your du'as, inshallah.
Inshallah, also, again to the consumers, a reminder, if you have any halal queries, if you have any suggestions about halal, if you have any criticism of about our organization, please do give us a call. Our number is 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, theoutline@sana.org.za. Or find out on social media.
Jazakallah, Malana, and please take care of yourself and also remember asking du'as, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.